This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Saudis' moon sightings are not acceptable. We cannot take from the Saudis when it comes to their moon sightings about Ramadan. This is something that we've been dealing with and we've been hearing for years. But the question is, why is this? Why are people so against the Saudis and their moon sightings? And is this correct that we actually shouldn't take from them when it comes to the moon sightings about the beginning and the end of Ramadan? Now, there's two reasons why people just won't take from the Saudis. The first one is an ideological reason and a difference in belief and creed and aqidah, where you have that they call the Saudis Wahhabis and they perhaps are Sufi or Ash'ari or whatever they are. So they refuse to take from the Saudis. And we're not going to get into that in detail now. Perhaps another video we can talk about that. But that's the first reason. And for years, people have been refusing to accept from the Saudis. The second reason is something that's rather new. We're talking about this second group. They would take from the Saudis in the past, but nowadays they say no. Anything that comes from Saudi Arabia, we want nothing to do with it. This is very widespread throughout whether the Muslim world, Muslim countries, or even for us in the West, where people just anything with the name Saudi on it, they want nothing to do with it. And the reality is that they've lost their religious authority. They used to have a very strong religious authority, even though group one was against them. The majority of Muslims would take from them in a lot of issues. But nowadays, people are refusing. So what is this group? This is politically based. Now they're seeing the new regime, what's happening, the corruption, the haram things that are being spread in the land of the Haramain. We're talking about, the land of the Haramain, the two, holy cities. So Muslims around the world are not accepting this, and they have this hatred now towards the regime. And obviously the issue of Khashoggi and what have you and this. And khalas, people just now want nothing to do with this regime. And even if something that's good that comes from it, people are not going to accept it. And this is a reality. But what should our stance be? Should we actually then listen to them? Should we accept from them or not? This is the question that needs to be answered. First of all, the general principle when it comes to dealing with anyone, whether you're talking about Muslim or non-Muslim, Allah gave us the answer in the Quran and how we deal with these individuals who we differ with in Surah Al-Ma'idah. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَن لَا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. And a hatred or dislike that you have towards a certain group should not make you treat them unjustly. Be just. اِعْدِلُوا. It is closer to taqwa, it is closer to piety. Secondly, wallahi, this is something I've seen with my own eyes and something I've investigated and researched. When it comes to the moon sighting in Saudi Arabia, you will never, ever find any country on the face of the earth that is more authentic than them. They really, really do a good job. And they have committees that go out. We're talking about governmental committees, and we're talking about individual committees who go out and they do the moon sighting at the beginning of Ramadan, the end of Ramadan, when it comes for Hajj. They're out there, some of them out there just looking in the desert, some out in the desert with high-powered telescopes to make sure, did Ramadan or start or did it not? Therefore, yes, their moon sightings are authentic, they're legitimate, and we should accept them, inshallah ta'ala, and Allah knows best. Allahu alam.